Can you overdo it on a day like today? 250,000 people got online last week to arrange an appointment to go and shop in Pennies. I kid you not. 250,000 from a population of 4.8 million. So if you take all the kids out of that and all the people who aren't interested in Pennies, a good whack of people, a good percentage of people who wanted to be in Pennies are going to be this week. And one of them is Amy O'Connor. How are you doing, Amy?
Hi, Ray. How are you getting on?
Good. What time were you up this morning, Amy O'Connor?
Look, I got up at 7:30. I was in O'Connell Street at 9 o'clock, queuing up bright and early outside.
Right. But you had an appointment made, so why'd you have to queue?
Well, because they were clearing out the store from the 8 a.m. cohort.
Oh, right.
So they had to. So when you rocked up, I was there about 5 or 10 minutes before my shopping slot. And the queue was sort of snaking around the corner. And, you know, at first I was kind of like, well, why should I book an appointment if I have to queue up? But in fairness, that actually moves really, really quickly afterwards. So, yeah.
I love the fact that you referred to the first group as the 8 o'clock cohort.
I know. This is vaccination talk.
Yeah, I know. Yes. We've developed a whole way of talking, a whole new way of talking, haven't we, over the last 14 months. So I believe while you were online trying to get an appointment with Pennies, your parents were online trying to get appointment for a vaccination.
Yeah, exactly. Tale of Two Ireland. My parents registering for the vaccine last week and me making sure I could get into Pennies to get me a few bits.
Okay. Now was this as you're in your role as a journalist or in your role as a human being? If you know what
no.
I mean. A bit of both.
It was very much, well, a bit of both, but no, very much in my role as a 28-year-old woman, I think.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
Right, okay. I can hear you're still giddy after it.
I swear to God, I was buzzing after it. Like, I went home to my boyfriend after, and he was like, you're in a fantastic mood. It was just being out, doing something normal, being with people. It was amazing.
Yeah. So how did it work then? So are you given a time slot? Is it exactly an hour or what? Is it 45 minutes or what?
Yeah, but you kind of have about 45 minutes to do your shopping, and then at about that point, an announcement went out over the speakers, kind of, you know, saying you've got 15 minutes to wrap things up, folks, you know, kind of like the end of the night in a pub, you know, come on, folks, clear out. So I mean, basically, it was really well managed. Like, you rocked in, someone checked your confirmation email, cross-referenced it with their things, and then, yeah, like, you had your 45 minutes just to wander around. I'm not sure how many people were in there, like, maybe 100 people, maybe, okay, over kind of 3 floors in O'Connell Street. So you have a lot of space to wander around.
Yes,
you know,
yeah.
There wasn't any point where I felt like my space was being encroached on or anything like that. And I think everyone was very considerate and respectful of each other as well.
And did you feel, because there was a time put on it, that you were under pressure?
There was definitely a bit of a supermarket sweep kind
was
of
there, yes,
vibe. You're kind of throwing things into the basket, and then, like, I threw a lot of things into the basket early on, and then when I was actually paying for it, cashier was pulling stuff out of it, and I was like, I don't remember putting those crunchies into my basket. When did I put that in? But yeah, there was a bit of, like, don't think, just do it.
Okay.
I think, you know, judging by everyone else's baskets, I think everyone else is in the same kind of frame of mind.
And in your role as a journalist, you're obviously observing other people. What did you notice?
Well, funny enough, one of the things I liked was a lot of people were FaceTiming their friends and relatives and stuff, kind of showing what was available in the shop to them and stuff.
Yeah.
The other funny thing was, I would say it was like 99% women in there. The men's section was absolutely, like, desolate. It was pretty untouched, whereas all the women were, like, you know, at the underwear, pajama section and all that kind of thing. But mostly, I just thought there was a real kind of sense of giddiness and excitement in the air. It was really, really palpable, even when you're standing outside. Like, there was an older lady standing behind me, and she was like, I probably don't even really need anything, but it's just the novelty.
That's what I was about to say, actually. There was more to it than just shopping in Pennies, wasn't there? Was more significance to it than that?
I think so. I think it was just the first time, you know, you've gotten to do something half normal again.
Yeah.
You know, like, I mean, like you said, like that woman said, I probably didn't even need a whole lot in Pennies, bar kind of very basic stuff like socks and tights and things like that. But it was just getting to go out. And it's still not business as usual. You're obviously wearing your mask. There's an element of planning involved. It's not like we were all just popping into Pennies. Like, we had queued up online to get our appointments last
week.
But it was just that idea of just being out with people and just doing something really normal that felt like, you know, something I would have been doing last February, say.
Yeah. Can you tell us what you bought?
what didn't I buy, I think would be easier. I spent €130, which was, you know, this is the curse of pennies. You go in and you say, I'm only going to get a few bits. And then all of a sudden you spent over €100.
But you get a lot in pennies for €130, in fairness, Amy.
Yeah, I got two pairs of jeans, I got a pair of runners, a lot of socks, a lot of tights, rings, scrunchies, face masks, you know, other beauty bits. Like, the list goes on. Yeah.
What are their face masks like?
By face masks, I actually mean the...
Oh, the cosmetic type.
Face masks, yes. Exactly. Yes, glamorous.
Yeah, not the glamorous face masks. Not the medical ones, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So then you're out, and it's obvious to everybody in the world where you've been, because you have your pennies bag.
I have an enormous double pennies bag, because obviously I had so much stuff that they needed reinforcement. So they gave, like, it was a bag inside a bag, if you like. I went up to the bar on Tallier Street straight afterwards, and the girl that was serving me noticed my pennies bag, and she was like, oh my God, you went to Pennies. How was it? How do you feel? And then she called over one of her colleagues from the deli counter, and they were both like, tell us everything. We're so happy for you. It was just lovely. Like, just even those kind of interactions. Like, yeah. I was buzzing after it.
Yeah, isn't that lovely?
And it's so nice.
Yeah, and it's all about, you know, basically human contact, isn't it? And interaction and sharing with people those experiences. They were so jealous of you, Amy O'Connor. So jealous.
Exactly. I mean, they were looking for all the lowdown, you know, like what kind of stuff was in. And it was really funny. But like you said, it was just that kind of human contact and kind of gas interactions that I think we've been kind of starved of over the last couple of months.
I believe it's pastel shades and gingham. Is it?
Big time. A lot of people know that film Clueless. A lot of kind of outfits I'd say inspired by Clueless, like 90s style kind of two-piece blazer skirt kind of combos.
Right.
That kind of thing, yeah. A lot of tie-dye as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
Which you can do at home, but it probably cost you five times as much to do it at home than buy it in pennies. Yeah.
This is it, exactly.
Yeah. Okay, and it continues now. It continues all this week by appointment, isn't it? And then this day next week, then it's open to everybody.
That's it, exactly. Yeah, and I do think if anyone is sort of feeling cautious or cagey about, you know, the idea of going into the shops when they properly reopen next week, I would say that this appointment shopping is kind of a nice way of dipping your toe back in, kind of softly. Like, it was very well managed and under control in that.
I was trying to think why they introduced that. It's maybe to take the edge off demand, is it? Because if they just opened up, there would just be a stampede of people into it. Yeah,
I would think so. I think that was kind of what happened the last two lockdowns. Uh-huh. I think you had queues kind of all around. I remember queuing up outside Mary Street for, I don't know, 45 minutes or an hour, and I just had to leave the queue because it just wasn't moving very quickly. Like you said, it was to kind of quell that kind of demand.
So if those 250,000 people, it's a fascinating number of 250,000 people who went on and got appointments. If they all go along this week to all the pennies around the country and they satisfy their itch, they scratch their pennies itch, well, then there won't be a sort of stampede next Monday morning.
I would say so.
Okay, have you done the fashion show yet? Have you tried everything on, everything fits and all that?
I haven't yet. This is what I'm looking forward to when I get home. I just kind of dumped the stuff at home and went back out again. But looking forward to trying on all the jeans and all the rings and all that. Yeah.
Well, thanks for sharing your experience with us, Amy O'Connor. Thank you.
No worries.
See you. Bye. That's Amy O'Connor's in pennies today. And of course, the other thing is, you know, as they all mentioned there, that they're getting the hair done. And now Sinead Quinlan is down in Cork. Hello, Sinead.
Hey, Ray. How are you?
Good to talk to you. Big day for you and your roots.
A big day, Ray. I can't believe it. Like, I actually can't describe it words how good it is to be back. But I hear words are fairly useful on the radio, like, so
they are,
I better come up with a few.
You better. So where are you now as you speak to us?
So I'm in Harper's Hair Design. It's in Mayfield in Cork.
Right. And is this your regular hairdresser?
Yeah, well, actually, my hairdresser is called Janice McCarthy, so she's been doing my hair since I was 15, and I basically just follow her around wherever she goes.
Right, okay.
So she's been in a lot of places, but she's brilliant.
So she's done all the big ones. Did she do your hair for your Debs?
Everything, 18th, 21st,
right.
Debs.
Yeah.
I mean, my parents be hoping I get married at some stage, like, sure, we'll see. But the first time, actually, I met her, I was 15, and I accidentally dyed my hair purple.
Right.
So I thought burgundy was actually a shade of brown, but it wasn't.
See,
so that was the first time I met her.
Right. And she's been feeling sorry for you ever since.
Yeah, I'm blonde now though, Ray. No, I'm being blonde, like, it's not just a hair colour, like, it's actually a lifestyle choice. So.
So tell us, describe your hair. Are you in the process of doing it, or have you got it done, or what? Where are you?
I'm in the process. Right. So we've discussed it, we've talked about it, we've looked at it. We've, you know, been a bit embarrassed about the state of it, but we'll move on from that.
Right.
So what I'm getting done today is a full head of baby lights. So they're like highlights, but smaller.
Okay.
And getting it cut then as well. So right. I might actually go a bit mad and get bangs cut.
Right, what's that now?
So it's like a long fringe.
Right.
It's not a proper fringe now, like, but like a side fringe kind of.
Okay, and what was it like this morning when you woke up and looked in the mirror?
I actually didn't even look at it. I just put a hat straight on. I couldn't be looking anymore. My roots were so bad, like, I could have actually set up a Facebook page from.
I was trying to think, and you're young enough, but I was trying to think about, you know, women of a certain age who have grey hair. And, you know, I think your hair grows an inch a month. Would that be right? And I was trying to think, if you didn't have your hair done for 14 months, would the whole colour have grown out of it? And I wonder, are women of a certain age deciding, I'm just going to stick with the grey now? What do you think?
I know. Yeah. I had a neighbour before, and she was wearing this hat for months. Like, this was way before the pandemic.
Yeah.
We were saying, what is she wearing the same hat for? Like, do you know what I mean? She washed it or anything. But anyway, one of the Christmases we saw her, she got it all cut up and she was completely grey.
Yeah.
So she had been growing it out the whole time.
I think it can look very attractive.
Yeah, if you can, like, some people can pull it off if it's a nice grey.
Yeah, it doesn't concern you for a good while, yeah.
Yeah,
now,
hopefully. Unless so I get a shock or something.
I have a couple of clips here from you. Will you introduce them to me?
Yeah, will do. So I think Janice herself, my hairdresser, said a few words. They were all kind of shy now, Ray.
Were they? Yeah, well, let's hear what Janice has to say. Janice.
Hi, Ray. Janice McCarthy here from Harper's Hair Design in Mayfield. Great to be back today. I actually have Sinead with me here today in the salon. It's such a bonus to be back. The loyalty from my clients, I've seen everybody with 4-inch roots, is really overwhelming, and we're delighted to get my hands on their head.
Delighted to get my hands on their heads. That's Janice from Harper's Hair Design. Borbuy. Is it Borbuy or Borbuy Road?
Borbuy Road.
Borbuy Road, yes. And you also got to talk to Orla, who was sitting beside you. Here's Orla.
Hi, my name's Orla Casey. I'm in Harper's Hair Salon here in Mayfield, and first day back after being in captivity for so many weeks. Delighted to be back, just having my hair done, colour and highlights here with Jan. So looking forward to being normal, looking normal again.
Yeah, it's so important to people, isn't it?
It actually is. Like, you're for your self-esteem and stuff. Like, you feel like $1 million when it's done.
Yeah.
But people are buzzing, like, great atmosphere.
When will you be finished?
See, this is it now. Like, I could be in here for the next 3 hours.
All right.
You know, like, it takes a long time.
It's so easy being a man.
I know, Sheree, you haven't really had to worry about hair in a long time.
And I'm delighted. I don't even blush anymore. Or anything. I think it's a plus. It's an advantage of being a man with a bald head.
Yeah, there you job. Go.
Yeah, yeah. Listen, I tell you, we might come back to you just before we leave at 4:30, see how you're getting on.
Perfect.
And if there's anybody else there who feels like they might drop us an owl, WhatsApp, voice note, whatever they call them, encourage them to do so, won't you?
Yeah, no worries. Okay. I can be very convincing when I want to be.
Right. Okay, Sinead, mind yourself for the moment. See
bye,
you.
Ray.
Bye. That's Sinead Quinlan there, down there in Harper's Hair Design, Borbuy Road in Mayfield in County Cork. Well, okay, back down to Sinead Quinlan. How are you doing, Sinead?
All right, Ray.
How are you doing? So you're in...
Janice is flat out here now, like.
Right, okay. So where are you at now? You're in Harper's Hair Design Salon in Borbuy Road in Mayfield in Cork. Right, okay.
Yeah, that's where I'm at.
Yeah.
So she's putting on the colour at the moment. So it's going to be cooking there now for a while. So it'll be cooking like a fried egg, right?
Because there is that smell, isn't it? It does smell sometimes like you are cooking.
Yeah, actually, Dana said that. A woman said to her earlier that, like, I never thought I'd say it, but I miss this smell of bleach.
So does that mean the cutting's finished with that because the colour's in?
So the cooking will be going on now for about half an hour.
Right, okay, right.
And then I'll wash it off and then it'll be getting cut. And I'm so tall, actually, I have to be standing when Janice's cutting my hair. She can't do it. If I was sitting down, she'd be on the floor, like. So I have to be standing when she's cutting my hair.
I'm trying to get a picture, a mental picture, but I can't get it. Anyway, will you send us a picture when you're finished?
We'll do. We'll take a photo, me and Dan. Perfect.
Brilliant. Okay, see ya. See ya. That's Sinead Quinlan there. Bye. Getting her hair cut. And like many people around the country, that's a big event today. That and fulfilling their appointment in Penny's. That's it from us. Cormac and Sarah on the way. We are back tomorrow at 3 o'clock. Enjoy the rest of your Monday evening.
It's the Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.